Hello. Come in. Welcome to my humble abode. Why don't you, give me your jacket?
The blue hair clip. Oh, thanks. Yeah, my sister gave it to me because she was so scared of losing it again.
So, we have the lounge over there, a bathroom to the right with a huge bathtub, and the bedroom. Kind of cool, huh? I've never stayed in such a luxurious hotel before. I feel like a VIP or something. My sister kind of splurged. She wanted everything to be perfect. And hopefully, she got what she wanted. You think so? You know so? How? Oh, really? What did she say to you? Wow, that's uncharacteristically sweet of her. Are you sure she used the word grateful? I kind of wish she'd said that to me directly. She's done nothing but complain to me all day. Anyway, we've never been ones to open our hearts to each other. She's not easy to please, my sister. High standards. She gets that from our dad. And the alcohol fondness. But anyway, I'm relieved she had a good day. Huh? I seem perky? What makes you say that? Okay, full disclosure, I may have had a couple of shots at the bar before going up to my room. Well, because I was freaking out. Duh. Liquid courage. I wasn't even sure if you were going to show up. Honestly? Not really, no. Not yet. I don't trust people easily. Been hurt too many times. By you, incidentally. Sorry. We said we were going to leave the past in the past. It's just... I'm a little nervous. Would you like anything to drink? There's a lot of stuff in the minibar. You can have whatever you like. Oh, hey. Your hands are warm. Mine are freezing. I don't know why my hands are always so cold. You'd think I was a vampire or something. Or is it a succubus? I don't know, but some kind of dead creature. Or a zombie. But zombies kind of gross me out. Seriously, I can't even watch a zombie movie without closing my... Are you trying to shut me up? Yeah, I thought so. You've always been good at that, huh? Whenever you'd walk into a room when we were younger, I would freeze and stop talking. I don't know if you ever noticed. You did? Well, yeah, I did kind of hate you, but not really. I was just intimidated. I still am. Why? You know why. You want to hear me say it again, huh? Greedy. Because you have that air of confidence about you. You always know what to say or do. But you're also cute as hell when you're vulnerable, because it doesn't happen very often. Like earlier when I read your speech out loud, I could see how hard that was for you. It made me swoon a little. And you already know how stupidly and insanely attracted to you I am. Yeah, I am. I
always have been. And I don't really feel that way a lot of the time, you know? I've had a few partners, but nothing serious. Either didn't have the time or the energy, or I just didn't allow myself to fall for them. Because I was so sure they were gonna let me down. I'd find excuses to put an end to it before it even had time to go anywhere. Or maybe I just didn't feel strongly enough about them. Didn't have those butterflies in my belly, you know? But with you, it's different. It's always been different. There's this spark, this pull, this undeniable force that draws me in like a moth to a flame. And no matter how hard I try to ignore it or push it away, it's always there, simmering in the background. Like right now, I can't stop looking at you, and it's driving me insane. I mean, here we are in this fancy hotel room with you standing so close to me. Your hands wrapped around my waist. And all I can think about is how much I want to feel your lips on mine again. And how much I've wanted that for a long, long time. So where do we start? Should we go raid the minibar and make some bad cocktail decisions? Or do you have something else in mind? Struggling to focus? Why is that? Oh, looks like I may have found another one of your weaknesses. Neck kisses. That kind of rhymes. Hey! Don't like losing control, huh? Is that why you're pinning me down? Are you scared of what could happen if you let yourself go for once? Fine. What are you gonna do with me then? Oh, no, wait. Let me turn the lights off. I'm a little self-conscious about my body. No, I'm not. I'm not beautiful. You're a hot guy, and you could literally have any girl you want. I'm just plain old me. You're Han Solo, and I'm an uglier version of Princess Leia. Here, now you can take my dress off. Shush, you're gonna make me blush. But I guess it doesn't matter since the lights are off. You're a damn good kisser. You know that? Of course you know. I bet plenty of girls have told you that. Alright, don't let it get to your head. Kiss me again. What? You're even better with your tongue. Well, it's all talk until you can prove it. Oh, you're gonna prove it? You're gonna. Yes, I concur. You are good with your tongue. Okay, not just good, but really, really good. I don't usually like that, but your tongue. Damn. Wait, come here. Come up. I just missed kissing you. I just want to take it slow. That's okay. But first, let's take this off, shall we? No fair, I'm the only one who's naked here. So warm against mine. Come here. Can I lay my head on your chest? Hey, can I be real? Be something we forget about in the morning. I want more. I want to explore this, see where it could go. And I'm scared. I'm scared that maybe it's too late, or maybe you don't feel the same way and you're just enjoying this victory. This power you seem to have. I'm even more scared of not trying, of letting this moment slip away and always wondering what if. So I'm just gonna say it. I want you. Not just for tonight. Not just for a moment, but for something real. We've known each other for so long. I feel like we can skip the small talk. And the awkward dates, right? I'm not saying I want to, like, marry you or anything, but I want to get to know the real you. I mean, I want to see that vulnerable side of you a bit more. I want you to be honest, to open up to me. Like when you told me you were afraid of the dark in the elevator, remember? It's so dumb, but it gave me butterflies. Because it made you more relatable, more endearing, more human. Hey, don't look away. I mean it. I like that side of you. No, I don't think it's unattractive. At all. I think it's hot. So yeah, I want to know what it's like to wake up next to you. To share stupid jokes over breakfast. To argue about what movie to watch. To hold your hand. Just because. And maybe it won't work out. Maybe we'll quickly realize we can't stand each other, or we don't have enough in common to make it last. But I at least want to give it a shot. I'm tired of wasting time. I'm tired of thinking about you when I'm on a date with someone else and having that question flash in my mind over and over again. What if? What if? What if? I want to know the answer. You don't want to disappoint me. The only thing that could disappoint me is if you backed out now, before even trying. That would be so freaking disappointing. That's what the old you would do. Mom, what about the new you? What would you do? What does that version of you want? Letting fear make all the decisions. And I hope, that maybe you feel the same way. I'm not asking for forever. I'm just asking for a chance. A chance to see what this could be. To find out if maybe all these years of wondering and longing actually mean something. And I know it's risky. I know it's scary as hell to open up, to put yourself out there, especially with someone who knows all your flaws and all the stuff you're not proud of. But maybe that's exactly why it could work. Because we know each other. The real versions, right? What is there to hide? Nothing. And we have nothing to lose. So, what do you say? You're sure? I can't tell you how much I wanted to hear that. To know that you want this too. I mean, for so long it felt like a stupid dream. A stupid teenage crush that wouldn't go away. Knowing that you feel the same way and you're willing to try, that's kind of everything. Now come here. I'll have you know, I'm pretty good with my tongue too. You like that? Yeah. Does that feel nice? Mm.